Welcome back to the Roundtable. The new play-by-play writer Elizabeth Diggs, Grant and Twain, will have its debut at PS21 Chatham this Thursday, September 27. The play tells the story of a remarkable friendship. At the age of 62, Ulysses Grant is bankrupted in a Wall Street swindle. His only hope to restore his honor and save his family is an offer to write his memoirs of the war. Enter Mark Twain. News of Grant's calamity brings his friend Mark Twain to his side. Twain is infuriated by the terms offered by the prestigious publisher. He makes a proposal. He himself will publish Grant's book and make it the biggest bestseller in American history. When Grant finally agrees, he is faced with a double enemy. He is diagnosed with terminal cancer and writes in a race with death, and he discovers an enemy close to home. To tell us more, we welcome playwright Elizabeth Diggs and actor Michael McGinnis. Good morning to you both. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Wonderful to have you. Thank you very much.
Nice to be had.
All right. Well, what brought you to the subject? In the sense of, it's a neat story. It's a very poignant story. What brought you to say I want to explore this in a play?
I read Grant's personal memoirs, the book that he was writing as he was dying, that Twain published, and I was just smitten by the beauty of the prose, by how exciting his writing was, and how amazing the story.
When you talk about the amazing story, I mean, I outlined it a little bit, but for you as a playwright in mining that, a lot of twists and turns and a lot of really interesting things to explore.
Yes, absolutely. All the characters are very interesting. His wife, Julia, grew up in a family that owned more 30 slaves, and he loved her. Their story is really beautiful. He had a wonderful relationship with his wife. Another marvelous part of the story is his valet, who became his closest confidant and nurse at the end of his life, Harrison Terrell, who was really the founding father of one of the most preeminent African-American families in the country. While Grant was writing the book and dying, Harrison's son, Robert, was at Harvard, and Grant wrote several letters recommending him for summer jobs. And Harrison was a fascinating and wonderfully intelligent person.
My understanding is that Grant passed away right here in outside of Saratoga in Wilton, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where he was writing, doing a lot of the writing.
That's right. At the last, when he was the sickest, that's where he was. And he was there when he died.
So what does it tell us about... what is it, and Michael? I swear to God, you'll get a chance to talk. I promise.
I like listening to.
what does it tell us? Do you think the story tells us about Grant as a human, and Mark Twain as a human?
Yes, it's surprising. I think it tells us something that the opposite of what we imagined about both characters. Grant. When I started working on this 6 years ago, I knew very little about Grant. I just knew that he was called a drunk and a butcher, right. And Twain, and a person who was, I quickly learned that he was quite modest and had a hard time seeking. Well, he never sought fame. He did not want to be famous. He was a man of action, and he knew how to win the war. He was a brilliant strategist, and an amazing man of enormous honor and brilliant. And Twain was a person who was the opposite. He loved fame. He loved to be in front of an audience, and he gave up really 2 years of his life to publish Grant's book in the way he thought it should be published. He admired Grant above any other person alive.
Mm. What was the nature of their friendship?
Twain was 13 years younger than Grant, and he admired him. He called himself, as did many men of the period, with great pride, a Grant-intoxicated man. Yeah. he was admired for his brilliance as the general who won the war, and also for his unusual personality, that he was modest and completely unpretentious.
Michael, how are you, Grant intoxicated?
I'm pretty Grant hungover right now, actually. I mean, because I've just been living in this material for...
You're playing Grant in the show.
Playing Grant in the show. And I've been trying to do as much research as I could, but at a certain point, it's a fairly big text, so I have a lot of lines to learn, so that's sort of taken over. But it's a great challenge to play.
What is it about taking over a figure that is larger than life, and yet there's also a very specific story that you're telling, of course?
Well, this particular figure, I think, is interesting. I think Grant's contemporaries were intoxicated by him, but I don't think we actually know that much about Grant now. We sort of remember that he won the Civil War, and that he was rumored to be a drunk, and that his presidency was less than successful. So I think a lot of people are going to go into the theater with expectations about Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, and they're not going to have that many expectations about Grant. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that everybody who knew him said, he's the greatest man I've ever met. Mm-hmm. As an actor, how do you play a great man? So I've known a lot of military people in my life, and they're very contained, as Grant was. And the challenge is to be contained on stage and to sort of show that self-control that made him successful and that made everybody else project that admiration onto him.
In writing the play, you wanted this, or is it just the two actors?
No, it's six. There are four other roles, yeah.
And that's about, that's what you need to tell the story.
It would to really tell the story fully, you could easily have 25 or 30 characters.
Yeah.
Cast of thousands.
Yeah, right.
Modern theater doesn't allow you to do that, however.
No, not really. And focusing on the six that are in the play makes it more concentrated, and I think it works.
In looking at, was there anything that surprised you in doing this as far as in your research and then also just learning the lines, Michael?
Absolutely. Grant was a small-town kid. He was the son of a tanner, you know, scraping the skins off of animals, and he was around all this blood and stench, and he hated blood. Mm. And I think that's what made him a good general. He hated blood. So he was called the butcher by the people in the South because he wanted to exert as much force as possible, as quickly as possible, to get the fighting over with. He didn't want to prolong the bloodshed. And I think that went back to a childhood memory of blood is icky. I don't want to see blood.
Blood
so it's
is
a
icky.
It's a paradox, which makes for a fascinating character.
Is the bulk of the play conversations between Twain and Grant?
It's a lot of it is, but it's more than that as well. His wife Julia, there's a Union soldier, an iconic. We go back to the past, back to the war.
Sort of flashbacks.
And then Harrison Terrell, whom I mentioned, and the other character is someone that he knew who was with him in the war. And became a writer, Adam Badeau.
So that's the group making up the characters for the show.
Right.
So it gets its premiere, and how are you watching all of this? Is everything okay? You're happy?
It's been a fantastic rehearsal process. I've been working on the play for years, and it's changed. A lot, of course. But in rehearsal, the great thing is that it's become so clear what was unnecessary, and so cutting things has been exciting. It focuses the story and the actors. It's been the best rehearsal process I've ever been part of, and I've had some great times in theater because everyone is really committed and excited, and the whole team, the design team is wonderful too. But the actors are marvelous. And Reggie Life, the director, just gets it, and we move. It has to go quickly, and because it covers so much of story, and yet you don't want to ever stop. Mm. And he's been a terrific
yeah, director. And Elizabeth, I must say, is a very generous playwright. Lots of playwrights don't want anything cut, and Elizabeth is just like, sure, let's move this, let's lose this line, let's put another line in, but she just wants it to be great.
Well, it sounds marvelous. The new play by playwright Elizabeth Diggs is Grant and Twain. It will have its debut at PS 21 Chatham this Thursday, September 27th. You can find out more about Grant and Twain at granttwain.com or ps21chatham.org. ps21chatham.org or granttwain.com. Those links will be posted with this interview at wamc.org. Elizabeth Diggs and Michael McGinnis, I thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a beautiful event on Thursday night, and best of luck with the future.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.